Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, executive producer of Adventures in Odyssey. Due to the intensity of a few scenes in today's episode, I'd like to encourage parents to preview this episode first or to listen with your kids. And as always, we hope you'll discuss the topics introduced here with your family.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
It's nice to finally meet you in person, Ms. Popoff.
Don't call me Anya, please.
Anya, I can't tell you how excited the kids have been about your mystery escape room and the fact that you'd go so far as to set one up here at Wits End. I've looked in on your crew. It's a very interesting setup.
Well, I am also excited. Thank you for letting me set up small version here. It will be great advertisement for our finished establishment.
Hi. Excuse me, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, Emily, Matthew, Suzu. Oh, well, I'm sorry, kids, but we're closed. I was just getting ready to lock up.
Suzu told me about the escape room. How did I not know about this?
Good question. I've been promoting it for weeks.
I thought everyone knew about it.
Yeah, well, I guess I've been busy. Could we maybe look it over?
Oh, looking is nothing. Escape room is about doing.
Emily, this is Miss Popoff. She's the owner of the escape room.
Nice to meet you. Matthew and I are detectives. We love clues and puzzles and figuring things out.
Well, I would be foolish not to let professional sleuths such as yourself see what we are doing. Mr. Whitaker, as little room here is finished, what say we show Emily and her friends as a special treat?
A special treat it is. I'll lock up, and you can all follow me to the basement. Well?
Wow! I thought you said it was a little room. It's bigger than I expected. And really cool looking.
Oh, what is on the inside is most cool.
How long did it take to build this?
My crew did it in a few hours. It is new design we are working with. Could be set up anywhere, in parking lot, schoolyard, gymnasium, blah, blah, blah. All to take fun to family who can't come to big business location.
Mm. Ooh, can we go in?
Oh, yes, go,
yes.
Have fun.
I think I'd rather wait until it opens, so I can try it out for real.
Ah, smart girl. It's better that way.
Come on, Matthew.
Right behind you. This is neat.
Yeah, it reminds me of a mad scientist lab. I love it.
More like a steampunk lab.
Wouldn't it be fun to do this together, Matthew? It would get us back into the swing of things as a detecting team.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
It's just...
Whoa!
What just happened?
The door slammed shut.
Yeah, I know that, but why?
It's part of the experience, I guess. What's that noise?
An air valve, maybe. Check the door.
It's locked.
Hello? Mr. Whitaker? Miss Popoff? Hey! What's
going on? Did Emily and Matthew shut the door?
No, it slammed shut on its own.
No, impossible. Whoa, it does seem to be locked. Control box over here on the side will open it.
It shouldn't close that quickly, though. Someone could get hurt. You'll need to have your workers adjust that before you open the room on Friday.
This is curious.
What is it, Anya?
The control box has been tampered with. The mechanisms have been removed, and it's just bare wire hanging out.
Maybe the workers never finished it.
No. It is first piece built in. Always safety first.
Yeah. Is there another way in?
Yes, of course. I just pull it. Oh, no.
What?
Well, this is all wrong. This wall here is hidden secondary door. It is made to come apart as safety exit, but...
It looks like it's been welded shut.
Yes. Who would do such a thing?
Well, unless you design two safety doors, I'm afraid we'll have to cut our way in.
I will call my crew. They will get them out. Let's see. No cell reception. I'll go upstairs to call. Tell children not to worry. Use loud voice. All will be well.
Oh. Emily! Matthew!
Can you hear us? Hello? Hello? The walls must be too thick.
We should let them know help is on the way. They're probably frightened. I would be.
Yeah, right. We could tap out a message in Morse code. I taught it to Matthew a while ago, so I know he can decipher it.
Good idea. What was that?
The basement door closed too. Locked, by the sound of it. Anya!
Anya's left the building, but thanks for playing.
What's going on, Mr. Whittaker?
No, let's listen.
What's going on is me being grateful that your underground basement was built as a storm shelter, Mr. Whittaker. That heavy metal door, the reinforced concrete and rebar. Without the code to unlock the door, there's no way anyone can get in. Which, ipso facto, of course means there's no chance that you can get out.
Who are you and what are you up to?
That's for me to know and you to find out.
Fine, let the kids leave and you and I can play 20 questions.
What fun would that be? Everyone has to play. And now that the board is set, let's get started, shall we?
Tell me about it.
Like any escape room worth its salt, there are a few rules that must be adhered to.
Escape room? That must mean he's talking to us too.
Of course I am. You may not be able to hear Mr. Whittaker and his young helper on the outside, but you can hear me. And we're all going to play a little game of, let's call it Search for Your Life.
I don't like the sound of this.
Me either.
Now stop jabbering, Mr. Whittaker. The kids need to hear the rules. First of all, Emily and Matthew, your little playroom is packed with locked boxes, hidden messages, puzzles to solve, tucked away keys, everything you'll need to eventually open the door of your airtight prison.
Airtight? Does that mean that sound was air being pumped in?
Yes, there is a steady stream of oxygen being pumped into your, what did you call it, steampunk lab? But, whoops, only so much to go around. So, careful to not overexert yourselves and use it all up. You're jabbering again, Mr. Whittaker. Keep it down.
Okay, how much time do we have?
There's the girl detective I know. Right to the facts. You and your sidekick have about 30 minutes of air in the tanks connected to this room. The puzzles usually take players an hour or more to solve, but surely you two will solve them long before then.
About 30 minutes of air?
That's right. There are penalties. No tampering with the room. Any tampering, and I'll siphon a portion of air from the oxygen tanks. Less air equals less time.
Sounds to me like you're stacking the deck. You want us to lose.
Yeah.
Not at all. We'll all be cheering for you. All set?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Now, you're obviously enjoying all of this, but can't you see how demented it is?
Oh, demented. You do love to poke the bear. But sadly, my rules do apply to you too. No tampering with the room, or...
less air.
Exactly right. I've made sure there are no tools anywhere in the basement that could be used. No gadgets for the great inventor, Mr. Whittaker, to fashion. No way to cut or hack your way in as the kids desperately work to get out.
So, what purpose do I play in this little game of yours?
Oh, that's easy. You'll watch, wait, and squirm.
All right, Matthew. Time to put our thinking caps on.
Let's start on one wall and lay everything we find on this counter.
Yeah. We can't forget to look under rugs, behind pictures, in pockets of coats.
Yeah.
All the hidden places. Ooh, those glass beakers are out of place enough to mean something.
Oh, here. Let's move this.
Okay.
What about in that drawer?
Oh, I got it. Any success, Mr. Whittaker?
I'm afraid not, Suzu. I added the lock on this basement door a few days ago to keep people out of the escape room until it opened. But someone disabled the lock on our side. And without any tools...
Well, Ms. Popov should be back any minute.
Yeah, I doubt it. Whoever planned this went to a lot of work to catch us all in his trap. He covered every angle.
You think he got to Ms. Popov?
If that was Ms. Popov. I never met her before.
Oh.
You wouldn't have a cell phone handy, would you? I left mine upstairs.
Oh, yes, but I can't call out. Miss Popov, or whoever she was telling the truth about that. What should we do now?
Well, there's a power connection to the escape room. Now, if we shut the power down, the door should automatically open.
But the voice said not to tamper with the room.
Yeah, I know, which means this person is probably watching us. Does your phone have a recorder?
Yes, but I don't think...
Sounds like you got a message. I thought you didn't have a connection.
I don't. I'm not sure how this is connecting, but it's a link to a video? A live video? It says, watch them try to escape.
Methodical about working our way throughout the room. Let's look again. What have we missed?
I should have figured there was a camera inside the room. Is there a way to communicate with them?
It doesn't seem so. Why is this person doing this? What does he have to gain?
Perhaps the better question is, what do Emily and Matthew have to lose?
Look what I just found.
What?
I found a note in the inside cover of this book. It says bubble, boil, and reflect on the next clue. How do we reflect on something we don't have yet?
Maybe reflect is the clue. There's a mirror over there. Mirrors reflect.
Oh, right. You know, you thrive on this kind of thing, don't you?
So do you.
Actually, I don't. Not anymore.
What do you mean?
This whole mystery-solving thing we've been doing together. There are a lot of other things that I'd rather do instead.
Oh, you're just stressed about getting out of here.
What?
I think I figured out the clue. Mirror, reflection, bubble, boil. What do you get when you bubble and boil water?
Steam.
Right. So if I steam up this mirror with my breath...
You see a message written on the mirror by a soapy finger.
See? We make a great team. It says, all roads lead to a good read. Books! I'll check through the books on this shelf. You check those.
Fine. All right, let's see here.
Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing here either. I'm not stressed, Emily.
Good.
The truth is, I've been avoiding talking to you about this for a long time. But I need to just say it. I'm done.
You're done?
Yes. Jones and Parker is now just the Jones Detective Agency. I'm sorry, Em.
Let's just get through this. Come on, Matthew. We can do this together.
Emily? Matthew? Can you hear me?
That would be a no. I'd have thought you'd realize that much by now.
Oh, this is interesting.
What are you talking about?
There's a hole in this panel. Maybe if I...
A hole? Impossible. Get away from there, or I'll be forced to penalize you for tampering.
But I'm not tampering. I'm just noticing. You have to play by your own rules, too.
I don't see any hole.
Emily! Emily, can you hear me?
Stop it!
Hello?
I'm serious. Stop or... What was that? Aha. The art of distraction. Very clever, Mr. Whittaker. You distract me while your young friend climbs up on the escape room to disable the camera.
Sorry, Mr. Whittaker. I tried being quiet.
Oh, that's all right, Suzu.
No, it's not all right.
What do you see up there, Suzu?
Two oxygen tanks and what looks like a service hatch.
Oh, great. Can you open the hatch?
No, it's locked shut.
All right, enough of this nonsense. Get down, Suzu, right now.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yes. Come on down.
Of course, I can't ignore your blatant disregard for the rules. This is most certainly a tampering penalty. Now, you all will have to finish this game without power.
Don't panic, Suzu. All right, this has gone far enough.
I'll be the judge of that, thank you.
Great. We've got no time and no light. What's this Joker have up his sleeve next?
I think I saw a box of matches by that Bunsen burner.
Oh, yeah. Where is the Bunsen burner?
To your left, on top of that metal cabinet.
Okay. Ow! No. Oh, here's the cabinet! Ah, and the matches!
Light one.
Wait! If he's pumping in 100% oxygen, can we even light a match without the whole place blowing up?
You've been watching too many movies, Em. Oxygen just helps things burn better. It doesn't explode. Light the match.
Okay.
I think I saw a candle in the drawer. Let's see here. No. Oh, got it. Here.
And there was light. I don't remember seeing this.
Oh, I pulled it out of the drawer when I was looking for the candle.
This looks like a mouthpiece from a musical instrument.
Yeah, I think it's for a clarinet. Not sure what it's doing in a science lab, though.
Hmm.
You know, you ought to ask Suzu to partner up with you. She's as into this mystery-solving stuff as you are.
Yeah, well, you're the one who thinks she's hung the moon. I just wish she was sending us a few solutions right about now.
I may have one.
A solution?
Part of one.
Oh, tell me.
Matthew just found the mouthpiece for a wind instrument. Aren't those called reeds?
Yes.
And Emily recently discovered a clue in the mirror that said all roads lead to a good reed.
And I saw a painting on the wall of a landscape filled with cattail plants, which are also known as reeds.
All of those references to reeds must mean something.
Oh, well done, Suzu. I think it means we're going to need some power. Not much. Your phone would do. May I borrow it?
Of course.
And while I work on this, you tap out dot, dash, dot, 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 dash, dot, dot, over and over on the escape room door.
Morse code.
Ah, Matthew will be able to decipher it. Suzu, I think this just might work.
Did you get it, Matthew?
Yeah, I think they're spelling out R-E-E-D, read.
That clarinet piece you found was a reed. And here's a handwritten report on Typha latifolia, or cattail reeds. It all must have something to do with the way to get out. But how?
Have we found a magnet yet?
I haven't.
I think I know how we can get out of here. How much time do we have left?
No more than a couple minutes.
Okay, I need those beakers you noticed, plus, those bottles of water and vinegar. Have you seen any copper wire?
Yes. The mirror's hanging by some on the wall.
Grab it. Is it hanging by a nail?
Yeah.
Okay, I need that too. And some aluminum screws and nuts.
Well, isn't that handy? Tapping out a clue using Morse code. But that deserves another penalty. And I do believe that depleted the last of the oxygen in your tank.
Oh, man.
But I'm not heartless. Here. And what's this dangling from the ceiling?
It's an oxygen mask.
And who said you weren't a detective? But you surely also noticed there's only one mask. Now, if you think you'll be handing it back and forth, you have another think coming. Only one of you is allowed to use it.
You're making us choose who gets to live?
Another astute observation. What is it your Bible says? Greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Let's see whether it's true, shall we?
You are a sick and evil man!
Let's not say anything we'll regret.
Put the mask on, Emily.
No, you!
I can't.
You said you knew how to get out of here. I don't. Put on the mask.
No, you should do it because you...
Matthew! You are my best friend in the world, and I'm not letting anything happen to you. I'll help you as long as I can.
But I...
Now put on the mask before neither of us can. Here are the two beakers.
Emily.
Hurry!
Fine.
Grab the vinegar.
Now, once I connect the door's wires with your phone's battery, we might just have enough power to make this work.
A phone battery doesn't supply much power.
Well, a few volts are all we need, if I'm right. Pray this works.
I'm not much of a praying person.
Well, that's all right. I've been praying for both of us. All right, here goes.
It worked!
Good job, Matthew!
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I'm so glad to see you two. That was a close one.
Oh, too close. I'm definitely done with detective work.
Matthew!
I'm sorry.
Are you two all right?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm glad. Though I would like to know how you got the door open.
Matthew built a battery with glasses of stuff and created a magnet by wrapping wire around a big nail.
Okay, but again, how did that open the door?
It's called a reed switch. It's a very low-power electric lock that can only be opened with a magnet.
And you used a phone battery? Smart.
Yes, very good. Now, aren't you glad I set this little game up for you?
It was a cruel thing to do. You siphoned away their air.
Oh, please. You really haven't figured it out by now.
Come to think of it, why didn't I pass out?
Because it was a lie. I suspected as much. Even if the oxygen supply was cut off, there was enough air in the room itself to keep you alive for at least a few more hours.
You mean we weren't in any real danger?
Huh. Obviously not. I predicted that Emily would have figured it out before the game was done. But alas, she didn't live up to my expectations.
Aw, I guess I should have known.
But on the bright side, the sense of peril did make the game more exhilarating. Don't you agree? To face tall odds and come out the other side. And such a self-sacrificial choice, Emily. Surely that made you feel good. No need to thank me.
Don't worry, we won't.
Come now, Mr. Whittaker. Didn't you find the whole ruse rather ingenious?
You've trespassed, tampered with property, held people captive, and broken a few other laws, I'm sure. I don't call that ingenious. I call it foolish.
Foolish? Well, this fool bested you in your own building. This fool can remotely open your basement door and turn your power back on, or not.
Well, what's it gonna be?
He opened the door.
Let's get out of here now.
Let's go, come on.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you, Detective Pullhouse. Yeah, good night.
What did he say?
Well, he said he'd look into it. But the man pulling the strings actually was quite ingenious. I'm sure he went to great lengths to cover his tracks.
When is my dad going to be here?
Oh, in just a few minutes. You know, he's concerned about you. Are you sure you're all right?
I'm okay, I guess. I don't know whether or not you could tell, but that guy really messed with our heads in there.
You made a very brave choice, you know.
Actually, I was really afraid.
Of course you were. Anyone would be. God gives us the emotion of fear to keep us away from danger. But fear can also reveal to us the things and people we value most and desperately don't want to lose.
Like Matthew?
You chose his life over your own.
I didn't really give it much thought. It was the right thing to do.
It was a terrible decision to have to make. But I'm very proud that you did it. You're a brave, caring, and self-sacrificial young woman.
Thank you, Mr. Whittaker. Sounds like my dad is here.
Oh, you should get home and to bed. But tell your dad to come by tomorrow. I want to talk to him more about what happened.
I will. Mr. Whittaker?
Yes?
When you figure out a way to catch the person who did this, will you let me know? I'd like to help.
I most certainly will. I'm sure I'll need a good detective.
Thanks. Good night.
Good night. I'll start with Suzu's recording. All right, let's see what we've got here.
This in your Bible says, greater love hath no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. Let's see what we're seeing.
I'm sure there's a lot more to come as Whit works on tracking down the mysterious voice. Keep listening in the days ahead to find out what happens. You know, even though that voice was up to no good, he did say something about true friendship when he quoted John 15:13. Greater love has no man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. True friendship involves sacrifice, putting others' needs ahead of our own. How can you sacrifice for your friends? Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Sacrificial Escape was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by Jared DePasquale. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoica, Christina Pacelli, Justin Felbinger, Atticus Schaefer, April Hong, and Robin Reed. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.